St. Antoninus, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we've come back to school for the last day of this week after our holy day yesterday. And today, our Lord having ascended into heaven, now we're praying with the Blessed Mother and all of the saints and all the church on earth for our Lord to fulfill his promise that he made, that he would send his own Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, upon us at Pentecost. And of course, in a particular way, we pray for the children who will be confirmed on the vigil of Pentecost a week from tomorrow in preparation for their first communion. But we pray for everybody, for us and for everybody else, to receive again the wonderful gifts of God the Holy Ghost. And we pray to our Blessed Mother and with our Blessed Mother during these days of our novena. So after Mass, we sing the ancient hymn of the Holy Ghost, the Veni Creator. And then since it's Friday, we recite together our Litany of Our Lady for our May devotions. Today is the feast day of a saint who was very little. He was short, less than 5 feet tall when he grew up. And because of that, he received the nickname that stuck with him. Sometimes when someone gives you a nickname, it just sort of sticks with you for the rest of your life. Well, that was his case. His name was Little Anthony. Antoninus is what that means from the Latin. In Italian, it would be Antonino. Little Anthony was very short, but very big in stature in God's eyes because of his great holiness. So holy is this saint that he, although just a human being and a humble Dominican friar and bishop, he received two of the names. They're not really nicknames, but they're two of the titles that we give with great reverence to God the Holy Ghost himself. In the sequence of the Pentecost Mass, which we will start singing on Pentecost Sunday and then continue for that week, we will honor the Holy Ghost with the title, Thou of Counselors the Best. What's a counselor? That's someone you talk to about your problems, and he listens, and then he gives you good advice. Usually today, if you go to see a counselor, you have to pay for it, and sometimes the advice wouldn't be so good, necessarily. But the Holy Ghost is a counselor who gives us all of the advice that we need for free. The only thing we have to pay is with our time and our goodwill, humbly, to listen. Well, St. Antoninus was known as the counselor, il consigliere, they called him, because he liked all sorts of people, the very, very wealthy and the very, very poor, and the people in between. He liked them all. He liked to listen to them and help them, and he always had very good advice to give. Why? Because he stayed close to our Lord at all times, and the Holy Ghost was always inspiring him to say the right words. At the same time, his own favorite would be those who were very, very poor and didn't have enough even to be able to eat to get through the day. And they called him the Father of the Poor. That's another title of God the Holy Ghost. You see, in God's eyes, we're all poor. We're just poor sinners, children. And God loves us and has mercy on us, and he gives us each day our daily bread. Well, this saint loved the poor in a special way, as God loves the poor in a special way, and they called him the Father of the Poor. When he was the bishop of the Archbishop of Florence in Italy, he had a mule, and this mule he would use to travel with from one place to another, as Our Lady and St. Joseph would travel, had traveled with mules during their lifetime centuries before. But if he was in a pinch and somebody was very poor or they were in a desperate condition and they needed help, what he would do is he would sell his mule and then he would give them the money. But each time that he sold his mule, somebody who was wealthy, who had lots of money and lots of respect for the saintly archbishop, would buy it back again and give it back to him. And he just trusted in God to take care of it. He didn't worry about that, not at all. How he became a Dominican at a very young age is an interesting story, and it could be a good inspiration to you children. That is to say, when he was 15, he wanted to become a Dominican friar and a seminarian for the priesthood. But he looked very young. He looked younger than his 15 years because he was very short. And so when he went to see the Dominican superior about entering the seminary, he took one look at him and he said, "You're too small, you're too little, you're too young. You could never live our difficult, strict life and do all of the studies. Come back when you're older." But he pleaded and he begged to be able to be given a chance, because usually it was around his age that they did go to the seminary back then. Well, the Dominican father said, "I'll tell you what." And he reached around him almost at random, and he pulled a big, thick book from the bookcase that was on the wall, and he handed it to him, and he said, "Little Anthony, if you can learn this book by heart, you can join us." It was a book of canon law, all the laws of the church, very complicated in Latin and in small print. Well, the little boy thanked the priest. He took the book home, and that night he started learning it by heart. A year later, when he had turned 16, he knew all of the laws of the church by heart, which would be a remarkable feat of memory. And he began to recite them for the Dominican father. He was so impressed that he stopped him after a while and he said, "You can join us." And so he did. When he joined the Dominicans, he gave a good example to everyone, including those who were far older than he, by very strictly observing all of the rule and even going above and beyond that. He was a great enemy of laziness or sloth. He worked very hard all day, and much of the night he would pray. He would sleep a little bit during the night as he had to, sometimes just leaning against a wall. And once he had just the bare minimum of sleep that he needed, he'd be up again and he would be reading or studying or praying. That's how he spent his nights as well as his days. We don't have to be quite so strict with ourselves as that, but let's remember at least when our teacher tells us to learn something by heart, let's be careful to learn it by heart, to study it and to learn it well, especially when it comes to our prayers and our catechism, the knowledge of our faith. And when we're tempted not to do our homework, not to listen, or even at home to help out around the house because we want to be lazy, let's not be lazy. Let's be diligent in the service of God. Indeed, this could be the flower that we could offer our Blessed Mother on this rainy Friday in May, the first day after the Ascension and the first day of our Holy Ghost Novena. "Dear Blessed Mother, I offer you my diligence." Diligence means hard work. I won't give in to laziness. I'll do hard work with my studies, and I'll do hard work at home, and I won't put it off. I'll do it right away as I'm told to. And in this way, I want to honor thee, O my mother. The Holy Ghost will inspire you to do this, I am sure. God bless you, children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.